Yeah. I could feel the air up there. When I feel so clear. I've been in another gear. Yeah, I've been in another gear. I could feel the air up there. When I feel so clear. I've been in another gear. Yeah, yeah, I've been in another gear. Yeah. I've been on another way. About to blast off for days. Damn, they don't even know my face. Boy, the fuck she even saw my face. Know my whole story before she even talked to me. Feel like I'm a superstar when you walk to me. Everybody wanna know my name. Remember when they come pronounce my name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are here. We are live. And we are back, baby. Hoops and Brews. As I told y'all when we did our last happy hour, we are back officially. Two shows a week. So y'all gonna get sick of seeing my face again. But we here, we live, we back. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to all the fans. Just so you know, if you're watching on H&B Media TV right now, we appreciate it. It actually feels good to get back to a normal schedule because at least now I can like plan my life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a father, so obviously, like, I have my kid, and, you know, it'd be different days and different things that be going on. But it's nice to just be like, no, Monday nights, Wednesday afternoons, gonna do Hoops and Brews. And also, usually, like, right after, I mean, at this time, I'm usually wrapping up my gig that I usually do. So it's like perfect time and perfect time slot. Joe might not make the Hoops and Brews episodes, but he'll definitely be on the happy hours. But what's good, Pavi? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. You?
You all right? You look hungover. You look like you had a long night.
No, I had a short night. Yeah. Took a road trip, but I had a have a short night.
Where was you at? Long Beach?
No, I was in Newport Beach.
I don't know what I'm not even gonna ask what woman you went Pavi escapade you went on.
Him I went on a road game.
That man's like Kawhi in Minnesota.
Literally road game.
Went on a road game. I don't even know what topics you actually have up on the board for us.
I mean,
to,
I just honestly
talk
I mean,
about. But I'm just saying, like, I'm interested in what your thoughts were on the game that happened last night. Did you watch it?
I didn't see the full game, so I can't fully say what my thoughts are on the full game. I was reading the timeline. I know when I was watching it, Boston was, they weren't handily up, but they were like up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to win the game. And I know Donovan Mitchell didn't play. Evan Mobley sprained his ankle midway through the game. So like they were missing some key pieces. And somehow the Cavs ended up pulling out the victory. I guess whatever Tatum did at the end of the game, I guess he missed a game winner or something like that. Again, I didn't fully see it. So I can't fully speak on it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I watched the game. Anybody blaming that on Tatum is kind of crazy. Mike Malone basically kind of said it in his mic'd up. Like, they were down really, really big at halftime. And then during his mic'd – Mike Malone. What are we talking about? Oh, never mind. I'm tripping. I'm thinking about the Nuggets Suns
game. Okay.
Yes, I'm talking about the Nuggets Suns game. Okay. Is that what you thought I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about the Boston game.
No, I'm not talking about the Boston game. I was talking about I actually did watch the Boston.
Boston lost.
You know what? Actually, I did watch that Boston game. Wade went crazy, but I'm not gonna blame that loss on Tatum because Wade hit like what six threes. He outscored the Celtics to start the fourth quarter. Like, by himself, he had 15 points. Like, it wasn't like that was Tatum's fault. Like, that was kind of an anomaly of what happened, if I want to be honest about it. I'm not blaming it on Tatum. Like, that one shot is not what lost them the game.
To be fair,
them letting a role player lose in the game. Oh, shit.
To be fair, also
go ahead.
To be fair, also with Cleveland, though. That's why I think this year they're a little bit more dangerous than they were last year because they actually do have shooting. Like, I mean, I don't expect Dean Wade to hit how many six, eight threes, whatever it was.
Yeah, but they also got Sam Merrill too. He shoots well.
Sam Merrill, they also have Max Strus, who did that last week to the Mavericks. I mean, he had 75-foot game winner, but even like before that, he was on fire the whole four. So that's why I think with Cleveland, they're a little bit much more dangerous team than what they were in the past. I just worry about their I don't worry about it. I'm just interested to see in their closing games lineup. Like, are they going to close games with two big men? And I also wanted to see if they're better without having two big men on the court, as in big men, as in Mobley and in Allen, because neither one of them seem to be people who can stretch the floor. But that was my thing with Cleveland, though. You do have Donovan. You have more space for Donovan to work. You have Garland. You have more space for Garland to work. And then you also have those shooters now around them. And, again, whether you have Mobley or you have Allen in, or you still have solid rim protection and all defensive team level defense in the game. So that's why I think Cleveland can be just a little bit more dangerous than what they were last year.
Yep. But we got the homie Big Tweets, man. Warriors fan from the Bay. I already know, represented, man. He's been rocking with us from day one. And he hit us up in the DMs like, yo, I want to come on the show. So go ahead, yeah, pop your man. Shit. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing amazing, bro. Amazing, bro. Just working like hell, bro. Just working like a motherfucker, for real.
You managing artists, right?
It's in a sense, it's managing, but I'm an assistant for my brother, All Black. So yeah, like mm-hmm. So in that realm or whatever like that, we just dropped a tape and shit like that. Then we finna drop again actually tomorrow or Thursday or something like that. So I'm non-stop working right now for sure.
That's dope. Tell the fans where they can find his project, his music. Spell his name though, so that way they can know where to search it.
All right, it's All Black, capital letters A-double-L, Black. All together, all one word. Last album we just dropped was Slow Motion. Slow Motion Better Than No Motion. Just dropped the song that we got is Life of the Party with E-40, and then we brought Waka Flocka out of retirement and shit like that. Talk against my brother.
All right, man. I'm definitely finna go play that after this. You said you bought 40 Walk. You got 40. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like, more than Flocka, no disrespect to Flocka, because I fuck with Flocka, and I actually edit content for Flocka and Desi Banks podcast, but like I'm a, if you know me, you know I'm a huge E-40 fan. Like, I fuck with 40 Water, man. That man said he'll make her stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty.
Man, listen, like,
I'm sorry, just like you so love, I can't wait to hear it.
Just like you love him and everything like that, man. I grew up on that shit. Pops had me in the back seat or whatever like that. So you know how, like, I don't fan out when I do this shit because I've been doing this for a while, since like probably mm-hmm. 2019. But man, it's only a few motherfuckers. I seen 40. I almost fanned out. We did the video and everything. Like, it's dope as hell.
Shout out that. That's fire.
That's fire, yeah, man. So
that's dope. Like, you know, like I said. But yeah, man. Like, that's just what I've been doing, man.
So, all right, let's talk about it. You already know what's coming, bro. Because y'all lived it up for about like 6 years. It's funny every time Urkel tweet pop up that say this shit ain't gonna last totally long. Funny,
bro. That's one of the greatest tweets of all time.
It's one of the greatest tweets of all time, but it's funny because at that point in time, the Warriors were just like world beaters for so long. And now, well, that y'all was
before
they
no, that was before the Warriors were on world.
It was 2013. I know exactly what tweets you're talking about.
Yeah, that was before the Warriors were on world beaters. And he said, bro, I'm about to be 30. This shit not gonna last much longer. Gee, it's been 15 years, damn near.
By the way, saying LeBron is about to be 30 is kind of crazy at that point in time, G. Like, yeah. 30 is not old, G.
But at the same time, like, I mean, even when Bron came back to Cleveland, like, he had the back issue. Remember, like, he took the 2 weeks off in like the middle of the season. Like, I don't think if you would have asked a lot of people at that time, like, oh, how long was LeBron gonna play? I don't know if people would have thought he would be 40 still averaging 25 points per game. So, like, his tweet was fair. It's just funny in retrospect because he's still 40 averaging what he's averaging. But no, the Warriors, I mean, what do you think about the Warriors? How do you feel about the season that they've had? What do you think about Kuminga? And just what do you think about the future in general for that basketball?
Actually, let's just cut to the tape. I mean, so I'm sorry. Let's just cut to the chase. Is the dynasty over? He got quiet as hell.
I'm never gonna doubt my niggas and shit like that, but like us steamrolling niggas and shit like that is coming to an end. But with the emergence of Kuminga and shit like that, we're gonna be in good hands, hopefully. when everybody retires. But I'm not gonna say the dynasty is like damn near like it's on life support. But I got faith in these niggas, and like in all reality, I feel like nobody in the West, and I'm dead serious, there's only two teams in the West that I feel ain't scared of us. And that's the Nuggets. And I hate to say it, but the fucking Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers not scared of y'all because when LeBron sees Steph Curry, he see food. But the problem is Steph Curry guys usually will help him whoop LeBron ass. It's not the same no more, G.
Yeah, because Draymond is his buddy. So it's like, bro. Like,
and by the way, you saying that they on life support, that's the name of this episode. The war is on life support. That's the name of this episode, G.
But yeah, man, like, I feel like our timeline wouldn't have got did how it did if Steve Kerr got the hell out of his way. There's no reason why Moody should be begging for playtime. Kuminga was down there begging for playtime until people started getting injured and everything like that. So it's like, I'm like, damn, bro, like, it's crazy because I have this dynamic with both of the coaches of my favorite teams. Kyle be stuck in his ways with 49ers, and Steve be stuck in his ways. There's no way in hell Corey Joseph should even left the bench this year, let alone being on our team. There's no way he should have been leaving the bench.
I will say this. The center you guys got, what is his name? Trace Jackson Edwards. Is that his name? Is that how you say his name?
Trace Jackson Davis.
Jackson Davis, yeah. He's on my fantasy team. I feel like Steve Kerr should have leaned into him a little bit earlier on in the year because he's actually been performing very well for them as of late. He has been. Like, I think Steve Kerr was and Pavi, you can retort in a second, but I feel like Steve Kerr was so in his, we got to stay in championship mode so only vets can play. He didn't realize that the vets is the old dogs that's about to be put out to pasture rather than him developing the young guys. And actually, I think the best thing that happened to him this year was Kuminga blasting Steve Kerr in the media. Like, him blasting Steve Kerr in the media basically was like, you either going to trade me or you going to play me. And the Warriors have been saying for years that they weren't going to trade him. He's been, you know, rumored to be a part of packages. So to me, it's just like, at that point, Steve Kerr has been letting his pride override his brain. But he's been doing it because they've had so many quality vets. But what the NBA and the CBA has done has taken away those vets. So rather than leaning in on the young guys, like you said, like a Moody or a Kuminga or a Trace, or even, I mean, I even give him credit for leaning on Pajimski. I didn't even think that he was going to play him. Go ahead.
See, now that's the thing about it. I know Steve. I didn't say like I know him like that, but I know how Steve Kerr is. He has his favorites. Pajinski, I knew he was going to get play time off the dribble because you want to know what that reminds me of? Nika freaking Mannion. He has his favorites of weird players and like that. Now, I don't want to go like the racist.
That's the most random-ass name, but I feel you.
Yeah, because like, I'm trying not to say it like that. But like,
it don't matter, bro. Say what you got to say, G.
They fake way look like each other. So I know it's like, Steve Kerr probably seen Pajinski said, oh, I got another Nico. That's the only rookie that's got playing time like that.
I mean, I would. The thing I would argue is the thing with Steve Kerr stuck in his ways is like, I think you do have to give guys a chance to fail. I mean, you do have Klay Thompson. Like, Klay Thompson has been, for the most part, a model of consistency for the past, decade? I think you do. I mean, you know, usually Klay, like even I think it was the 2019 season before Klay hit all them damn threes against the Bulls when they was just trying to get him the record. He was cold before then. So it's like you think, oh, it's Klay Thompson. He going to pick it up. The thing back then, though, with Klay was he was still giving you, now granted, I always thought Klay was a little bit overrated as a defender, but still Klay was still giving you at least, you know, very good defense. I never thought, I was never one that thought Klay was one of the best defenders in the league. I thought the only year he deserved to be on the all-defensive team was he made the all-defensive team. But that being beside the point, he still was being able to go out there and guard, you know, your best perimeter player. And this year, obviously, because of his injuries, he just can't bring that to the game anymore. And then also Wiggins. Like, Wiggins, you didn't expect Wiggins to start off playing the way he was playing. Like, that was, I mean, you can make an argument that when they won the ring, Wiggins was the second best player that playoff run. If you want to make that argument, I think that you can make that argument. So it's like, I do think you have to give these guys a chance to fail. And then when you see that, oh, this isn't working, okay, let me try to go with something different. Because also with Kuminga, Kuminga wasn't playing like this. The Kuminga we see now was not the Kuminga we saw in November. Now, maybe it's because he didn't have the confidence. Maybe it's because, you know, he's out there trying to think too hard. Like, oh, man, if I make one mistake, I'm going to go sit down. But also, Draymond wasn't there. Like, they were kind of – they had so much things, so many things that happened this year where it's like they were forced to try something different. Usually they aren't forced to try anything different. And with Pods, the reason I think Pods cracked the lineup earlier was because Pods just does something different than the other guys. Like, Pods takes charges. He seems like he has a good brain for moving without the ball and just knowing where to be and playing, like, solid defense. And also, Pods, even though he's a rookie, he's not young. If I'm not mistaken, Pods played 2 or 3 years of college. Because I know he went to U of I. And then he left because he's from Wisconsin. He went to U of I, left U of I, and ended up at St. Mary's. So I think he played like a couple years of college. So even though like he's young, he's not like, for instance, Kuminga came straight out the G League. The thing about the G League and like the G League at night, even what you see with Jalen Green, even what you saw with Scoot Henderson is, you're not always learning how to play actual basketball. Like they're just giving you the ball and you run out there and kind of do whatever. You're not learning how to play actual basketball. So maybe he had to learn how to play actual basketball as well. And these are the fruits of that. And also the fact that you had Draymond Green being gone basically 20 games. You had Chris Paul being breaking his hand and being gone 20 games. So you had to try something different. And these are the results of them trying something different.
I thank God. I hate to say it like that, but I thank God those happened. Because if Draymond didn't get hurt, Chris Paul didn't get hurt, and the other injuries that sufficed, none of that would have changed. We would have ended up trading Kuminga, trading Moody, and just like down spiraling stuff like that. So I kind of thank you for that. I kind of thank for that, whatever like that. And yeah, like I'm glad. Yeah, well, in our reality, like I love him.
But also for Moody, the Moody situation is interesting in my personal opinion because, for one, Moody's contract is coming up, and if Moody keeps playing the way Moody has been playing, I don't necessarily know, one, what he's worth, and also how much money Moody is going to command on the open market, which I think is really, really interesting, right? Because you already have Steph Curry making however much money Steph Curry is making. The Klay Thompson thing will be very interesting. Obviously, I don't think Klay is getting a max, but with the way Kuminga is playing, if Kuminga continues to average, what, around 20 points, he's 22 years old. Usually, you want to sign these guys. He'll be going into his fourth year. Usually, you want to sign these guys like right before their fourth year. Kuminga could probably command $140 million. So then at that point, he could probably command 100. If Devin Vassell got 160 from the Spurs, Jonathan Kuminga could command 140 to 160 from the Warriors. And if he doesn't command 140 from the Warriors, he can find a team that would definitely go out there and that has the money that will pay him that money, at least put him to an offer sheet with that money if they let him hit restricted free agency next season.
That's a lot of money, bro.
Do you see what he's been averaging? If you average 20 points,
you can get like
okay,
this is my question. This is a hot take, but I'm about to get it off. Value, player to player, who is more valuable, him or Buddy Hield?
I think it depends. Now that I think depends on the
exactly.
Actually, you're wrong. Kuminga. Buddy Hield's 31 already is 31 years old already.
Yeah, but Kuminga is still, to me, an unproven commodity.
Exactly. But he's averaging this season 15 points. And if you do the splits, since he started actually playing more basketball and Steve Kerr let him on the court, he's been averaging what? Let me see. In January, it was 20. In February, it was 18. This year, so far, Marcy played 2 games. It's been 15. If his agent walks in there, you have a, what, 21-year-old guy? Is he even 21? Yeah, you have a 21-year-old guy who's uber athletic, his agent can walk into an office and say, we want 160. We want the max amount of money that he can possibly get. I mean, think about the guys who got the money. Devin Vassell. Do you think Devin Vassell is more valuable? It's like, was Devin Vassell lighting it up? Even when Porter got the 160. Stop. You wait. Hold on. Wait.
No.
You mute yourself.
No, let's just be honest about Devin Vassell.
He deserved
Devin
the money.
Vassell got that. They didn't have nobody.
He deserved the money.
They no, he did. He didn't.
He deserves the money.
Okay, look, I will say this.
He
I'm never
the
gonna
money.
Say no. And I'll say this. I will never say that nobody don't deserve their money. But in terms of
he averaged 18 last year when he got the bread, bro. If you are a young player
and they are one of the worst teams in the league.
If you are a young player who can average close to 18 points, you will get $100 million, probably 140 in today's day and age. It's just the way it is. And again, if you let this man hit restricted free agency next season, you think somebody else won't offer the money? You think the fucking Pistons won't offer him $170 million? You think he can at least call his agent? The same way. Remember when
you
the
think
Nets,
the Pistons gonna offer Kuminga?
They have the money.
All right,
think any of these teams who are young and have the
back?
Money?
Yeah, my
you
bad.
Back?
My bad.
It's all think, good, bro. It's all good.
You think any of these teams who have the money and can afford won't offer a young 21-year-old who
we talking about Jonathan? I'm talking about Jonathan who, Kuminga, by the way, tweets and whether he deserve $140 million. I say who, hell no.
He deserves 140.
In the real world, I'm put it this way. Pay that young black man his money. But if we talking about a contract, a team paying $140 million for Jonathan Kuminga,
yes.
It's overpaying.
Why is You're it overpaying? Listen, you get paid off potential. This is the young 21-year-old. He's averaging close to 20 points when you play him. You get that's what you get. Look at all the deals. Michael Porter didn't even have a back, and he got 160. Fucking Devin Vassell, average 18. He got the highest contract in Spurs history.
I think
Keldon got like 80 or something like that. Keldon got like 80 or 90. But still, yeah, it's a lot. Like, again, if you have this guy and it's like you have to pay him. So, again, as far as the dynasty talk, I don't want to say the dynasty is over, but I think – I'm with you. I think it's on life support. I think that do I think the Warriors can win a championship this year? I'm not the most sure about that. I would probably say no. But do I think that they can at least have something to say about how the playoffs go? I do. I think that they can be like a second round team, especially again. We've talked about this ad nauseum. When you look at the top two teams in the conference, they happen to be two teams that are kind of on the inexperienced side. Like you have the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shit, I think a lot of teams can fuck around and beat the Thunder. In like a series just based off the experience that they don't have. They don't really have any vets also. But the only thing I think why that series against the Warriors would be okay for them, okay, is because I think they could just get away with having Chet. Whereas opposed, I think if like the Thunder play the Lakers, you can't get away with only having Chet Holmgren as far as your only big. But with the Warriors, but even with me saying that, I look at what Looney did last year when he turned into fucking Dennis Rodman. I don't know if you could get away with just having that. I don't know. So we'll see.
I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, I never, in the years that we didn't have Looney, I ain't never had that much doubt in that man as I do right now.
Why
like
that?
I really have so much. I ain't seen Looney like this before. He looks like literally off the floor. Like he shouldn't be on the floor. Like that's how bad he's been playing. Like they run him off the floor. It's like it's nothing that he used to do. That he used to specialize in, like the boards and help defense and shit like that. You feel me? Like, he ain't been doing it. So it's like, but you're right, though. When it comes to playoff time, I'm going to keep him on the floor. The reason why I'm saying that also, because can't start Tyreek, and we can't just throw TJD out there. As much as I like the kid, can't throw him out there yet.
You got to go small you got to go small with Draymond, Kuminga, Wiggins. You have to run that lineup and then that's why I say, well, Chet in that instance shouldn't have too much problem staying on the floor. So I think that series could be more interesting than we think that it could be personally. But still, like if the Warriors ended up getting the AFC and then if they ended up getting the AFC, because when you look at the play-in, they still have to get the AFC.
Yeah.
It's some teams in that play-in that they would have to beat that in a one-game scenario. If I'm not mistaken, the Mavericks are still in like a play-in scenario. In a one-game scenario, you got to play Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving in a one-game scenario.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Like I try to steer clear. Like you're right. Matter of fact, now you're gonna get there to it. Like that's three teams, and I said three teams now because the fact that we might have to see Luka in the play-in. don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
In a one game scenario where you playing for all the marbles and your playoff life, you don't want to. I wouldn't personally. I mean, if currently as it stands right now, they would be playing the Lakers. I don't. That's not necessarily a matchup that I think I'm welcoming. You know, they could beat them, but I don't think that's a matchup I'm welcoming. And then you would get the loser of 7-8, which currently would be Sacramento or Dallas. In a one game scenario, I don't really want to play either three of those teams, especially not Sacramento or Dallas. And even with the way like the Lakers have been playing playing offense of late, I don't even know if I want to see them. So I think if they get to a series, it could bode well for them. But actually looking at it, I have questions about them even getting to a series currently.
Yeah, I like for real, like to piggyback off that, I really hate giving them any kind of praise, but the way the Lakers been looking, and it's like
LeBron. Ooh, now we getting spicy. Yeah, I want to hear this. Let's go. Let's LeBron, go. Let's go.
LeBron, like, can't doubt that man talent, bro. Can't doubt nothing about that man no more, bro. Cause like, I mean, I never did though. Like, I never did. I hate it. Like, you feel me? I ain't allowed a big fan when he was in Miami. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So why you start hating him when he come back to Cleveland?
I didn't like the fact that he went back to Cleveland. I know he's going back home, but listen, nigga had the owner have all that on your page as soon as I get to the Cleveland Cavaliers site for 3 straight years of how you just basically shitting on me. I'm not coming back to save your shit for nothing. I'll go with a rival. That's how petty I be. I wouldn't go to Boston, but I'll go to a rival. Like, I wouldn't even go back home. But I know why he went back home. I get it. Bring him my home. But for me, with as long as bro was there, I wouldn't have been there. I was cool. And then it was a combination of that and then also, but the LeBron stands are just out of control. Like but the way LeBron playing.
Do you think, I know there's been a big debate that technically Gilbert Arenas and Shannon Sharp started. The homie Scott and crew talked about it on his show, I'm Not Gonna Hold You. Obviously, LeBron just passed 40,000 points. Do you think that LeBron deserves a statue in Los Angeles? Do you think LeBron deserves a statue next to Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, and those guys as Lakers?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Speaking of I'm Not Gonna Hold You, I'm not gonna hold you, but we got Scott in the building. What's
oh
good, bro?
What's good, bro? Please, what's good, G?
Man, what's up,
what's
man?
Good?
What's good? How I feel about that? Because I know y'all gonna lead to the Warriors.
We talking about the statue right now, by the way.
Okay, perfect timing.
Both of them. But like the Lakers, hell no. Just because his status and his whole career, no. A jersey? Probably. But a statue? Hell no. No. I don't care if he bought a ring or not, nothing like that. That's kind of oversaturation with the statues. The Kobe and the Shaq, I get it. Cause like they kicked off that new age dynasty, whatever like that with that. So them I could
excuse me.
But just cause it's LeBron or whatever like that, no, he can get a jersey retired. And that's how I feel about somebody asking about with KD. KD can get a jersey retired. He ain't getting no statue though. Hell no. Like, bro,
KD can't get no statue, G. KD,
yeah, KD can't get no statue. Golden State, G. There's KD, already going to be like 3 or 4 statues, but then we don't need 3. I mean,
KD can't get a statue anywhere.
No.
Where he going to get a statue at?
He can get a statue at OKC, bro. He can get a statue at OKC.
He's not going to get one at OKC, bro.
Hell no. Listen, nobody is crazy. That's fucked up because he alienated himself.
He's not getting a statue nowhere. He'll get his jersey retired in 2 places. Maybe right. 3. Maybe right. 3, depending on how the Phoenix thing goes. Maybe 3.
Two.
Maybe 3. The only reason I'm saying maybe 3 is because we don't know what he will do. If I am assuming his Phoenix career won't be, you know, head over heels, but we don't know. It's still playing out. We have, like, no idea. You know what I'm saying? But probably just 2 places. 2 jersey retirements, which is fucked up, by the way. It's just fucked up.
Look, I love KD. I really do. And I respect him for everything that he did. But all I can do is sit back and laugh every time he fails or something at these new teams or has to go to another new team. Because I'm like, bro, you didn't have to do all that. You want to listen to everybody else, bro. Because everybody else was there saying, bro, you would have 4 rings probably right now, bro. And you would end your career happy. Because of Kyrie, I wouldn't have left nothing for Kyrie. Kyrie, the most disloyal motherfucker, he cared for himself, and that's okay. But I would not. Kyrie telling me, oh, yeah, bro, we're going to Brooklyn. Nigga, excuse me?
Kendrick even said he stopped listening to Kyrie on his album. He was talking about the vaccine. He's like, I ain't listening to Kyrie no more. He's coming to bed sick.
Hey, no disrespect to the Chief, G, but if Kyrie was like, he really going to Brooklyn, I'm like, he what? Really said, hey, you want to get some Jamaican food or something, yeah. G? Come on.
Yeah, he said that on his last album. I forgot what song it was. I think it's
I listen to Kyrie no more. I'm crying laughing. That's funny.
Yeah. I would never listen to Kyrie, bro. Like that. He, bro. Listen, if shit ain't working out the next year or two or something like that, he out of there. I don't care about none of that. I did my part. If y'all ain't doing nothing, then I'm gone. I think he'll stay in Dallas because he's gonna get his bread or whatever like that. But other than that, I wouldn't have left for Kyrie. I can see if it was now, I would have been pissed off. But if LeBron did that or whatever like that, and you asked and you went over there, I'd be pissed off. But I wouldn't treat him like how everybody else treated him when he signed with the Warriors. I'd be pissed. I would be pissed, but I would understand that. You left for the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie and DeAndre Jordan. On my back. Ben Simmons at that time. And then
It wasn't Ben Simmons yet. Ben Simmons came later.
Yeah. What happened was they actually, if we remember correctly, they actually had a decent team. They had Spencer Dinwiddie. They had Jared Allen. They had Caris LeVert. They had like a decent little culture. But KD and Kyrie wanted the corpse of DeAndre Jordan to start over with Jared Allen. So Jared Allen felt alienated and got mad. Then they all traded them for James Harden, which in theory was good. Even that's all the thing about the Brooklyn Nets. It's like, if we remember correctly, when they all played, I think they were like 20-2.
Yeah, they were good when
they had
played.
Like the best offensive rating in like NBA history when they all played.
They played 22 games together?
Probably did.
Yeah, I don't think
like
they 14-1
or something like that.
When
they all played. Like it could have been so much better. Like he had the right idea. It could have been so much better. It just didn't fully go correctly. But what we were talking about previously, Scott, because I want to get your opinion on this, is the Warriors dynasty over? And also, how much money does Jonathan Kuminga deserve?
Yeah, I saw what you said. 140 is ridiculous. For
no, it's not. He's going to get it. He's going to get it.
140 is crazy. 100,
why?
100 maybe. 100, yeah. 140.
He's
going to
get 140, 150.
$140 million, and Mike Dunleavy needs to be fired.
That's
tomorrow.
What he deserves. If you if you are a younger player who averages close to 20 points in today's day and age, that agent can walk in that office.
Is that his full season average or just the last couple games?
He's averaging 15 on the full season.
Okay.
And in January, okay,
Before
anything like that, and I'm just thinking about this shit, like. I'm saying I'm cool with it because of how all these niggas getting all these contracts. But then, now that you're saying that, I just sort of thought about it. We did that with fucking Jordan Poole. Look what's Jordan Poole doing right now.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay.
We did get a championship out of it, though. Jordan Poole has a big shot.
He get a championship out of that. And also, I feel kind of bad for Jordan Poole halfway. Because I know Jordan Poole was – listen, some of it's his fault because I know he got the money – started feeling himself, but it's also our fault. We were saying he was the third Splash Brother. What do you want him to do? We were calling him the third Splash Brother. I think you paid Jordan Poole before you paid Draymond Green. What did we think was gonna what did we actually think the decision was gonna happen? And then Draymond Green punched the shit out the man. They didn't. The team didn't do anything. Like, so I kind of feel bad for Jordan Poole. I don't think Jordan Poole contract was bad. I just think him getting the money, the after effects, turned sour.
Well, to go back to your original question, I think Hunter, now that you broke down the numbers, I didn't know he was averaging 15. Then, he probably will. Would I pay him 140? Absolutely not. But he's probably going to get $140 million. As far as the dynasty, that shit is over. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's a wrap, dog. Like, sometimes you just gotta know when it's over. There's two things that are set in the NBA. The Clippers are stuck in that fourth seed. If you look at the standings, I was looking at it last night. They can move up. Am I expecting them to move up? No.
Which but isn't bad for them, by the way.
It's just that's isn't bad for them. That means you get to play New Orleans.
Yes.
Or Sacramento or Phoenix. You can beat any of those three teams.
Great place for them to be at.
It's a great place for them to be at. I would rather be there than three. But I feel that the Lakers and the Warriors, they're on a collision course for that play-in game. It doesn't matter who's gonna have home court advantage. So they can win that game. I even think they could probably win a series, but they're not winning the championship again. But them, it's nothing that you should be ashamed of. Like, y'all won four rings, bro. And even 2022, nobody thought they was going to win in 2022. If anything, that was a Steph, you can't say nothing else about me ring. So, yeah, I mean, it's over, but at least they're still competing. I'll give them that. But it's over for the Lakers, too. Laker fans don't want to admit that shit either.
Yes,
it's over for them.
The Lakers are in a position like how we are. We're going to be like really deep spoilers. Like, I'm going to say, because I'm on my team, I'm going to say we're in life support. I'm never going to just admit, like, yeah, nigga, this shit over. No, I'm about to stand on it. That's like I stand on Niner shit. It don't matter. It's going to do that. But, yeah, like, those two teams are going to play deep spoilers for sure. And deep spoilers, and then also, like, I don't see no definitive champion this year. Except probably Denver.
I like Denver.
I don't believe in Boston. I don't believe in Boston either.
I'm picking Milwaukee come out of these. I like how they starting to play now. They starting to play defense.
Also,
Giannis gonna be Giannis. Dame gonna be
over to Milwaukee. I think that the game that they most recently played when Giannis was out with the Achilles tendonitis or whatever, and Dame basically led in the victory over the Bucks was huge for them. I think it was huge for Dame. I also think it was huge for the team looking at Dame. One, because I feel like even when I like watch the game, to me it looked like, oh, Dame, think he back in Portland.
Yep.
Whereas in like, oh shit, I get to handle the ball and kind of do whatever and dish the ball and shoot any other time I want. I think that Dame was having a outside of whatever else. I think that he was having an adjustment on the court problem because he's never had to give up the ball as much or play with somebody who's also as ball dominant as he is. And I think it was good for the team to see. I think it was good for Giannis to look back and see, like, oh, damn. Well, you know, this is, like, my show. But because Giannis has said, oh, it's Dame's team. You don't fucking believe that, Giannis.
Giannis was being
can I say something? Let me say something. I actually disagree with you, Pavi. I think that the reason why Adrian Griffin was fired is exactly what you were talking about. Doc Rivers had a quote the other day. Well, basically, he was saying that they were through, like, the All-Star break when he first started. Like they were looking back at old footage of what the team was doing this season and what Dame was doing. And one of his big problems, he's like, one of our big problems as a team was we noticed that Dame wasn't running any of the sets that got him easy buckets in Portland. So that's part of the reason why he was frustrated and part of the reason why he's playing better. They're finally running sets that he used to run when he was the guy that's a top 75 player of all time. But trying to turn Dame Lillard into Drew Holiday or trying to turn him into Steve Nash is not going to work. You gotta, even I've heard Doc and the players talk about how they're running more like high screening roles, like coming up the floor before the other team gets set. That allows Dame to come off that screen either on the left or the right and either pull up or drive to the lane. They weren't running those things when Adrian Griffin was the coach, which is the reason why those guys weren't really liking what he was doing. Even the reason why the Bucks are, what, I believe 6-0 since the All-Star break is because it's time to lock in. But also at the same point in time, if you look at their offense, I believe you can probably go back to some earlier things in the Hoops and Brews thing, clips. And I was saying that their offense looks stagnant. And if they're going to basically go out and do the same thing they was doing with Giannis, which is halfback dive to the rim until you get 40, and then the end of the game come and they start doubling or trapping or packing the paint, and you just get a ball to Dame, it's not going to work that way. And that's the way they were playing to start the season. Now they're actually running and giving Dame the ball in spots and in opportunities where he's used to getting it. And I think that's the biggest reason why they was doing that whole dance and all that shit when he got fired, because it's like, all right, cool, we actually got a competent basketball coach. Because you can say what you want to about Doc. Doc not going to make adjustments, but we not going to act like Doc initial game plan for the past 30 years hasn't been fire. His initial game plan for the past 30 years has been fire. It's just like what you do when they come out at halftime. That's
also
really
a generational choke artist.
I agree with that. Doc Rivers has coached a lot of generational choke artists. Yeah. But my biggest thing is just like looking at them now. And also I will say this, like, and I saw a stat on Twitter the other day, basically where it was showing Pat Bev's plus minus for his whole career. His plus minus for his entire career has been a positive on offense and a positive on defense. It's like around plus, I think the average is like plus two and around like plus 3.9 on defense. So when you look at just inherently what he adds on the floor, like him and Dame Lillard was hugging after the game the other day. They was beefing. They had real beef. Pat Bev said, yeah, I'm taking him to dinner, and they hashed it out. So like, I think that they needed a nasty enforcer, because what Jrue Holiday was, he's not a nasty guy. But when you see him lock in on defense, he is a nasty basketball enforcer when it comes to defending those guards. And to me, even though Pat Bev is small, I've seen KD drop 50 on his head, and Pat Bev tell us, like, y'all saw what he did. What you want us to do? He told y'all his name. He told Pavi, I'm 30. I don't need to prove nothing to nobody. I'm Kevin Durant. He literally told Pavi that. So, like, when I'm looking at the Bucks, I think Pat Bev was a huge addition, but he was a huge addition because it's never been about what Giannis is going to do for the Bucks. It's always been about the other one. It's always been about Giannis. Let me just finish. Get my shit off. It's always been about the other players on the team and how well they perform. When they made it to the championship, the others played well. That Chris Middleton, Giannis pick and roll for the last two rounds of the playoffs was deadly. Chris Middleton has not been healthy. He has not been good for the past 2 years. They need him to step up. But now you have Dame. So to me, I'm looking at the Bucks as, is Pat Bev going to be able to stay on the floor when the Celtics run their death lineup? Is Pat Bev going to be able to stay on the floor against a team like the Pacers, which even though they aren't great defensively, they've been running the Bucks off the floor the entire season? You can look at it. They've been running the Bucks off the floor. So if he can stay on the floor and they can continue this defensive execution, Brooke Lopez, stop hating on Dame Lillard, because we starting to notice it, I think they'll be fine. But I do think that Doc changed the schemes that they're working on, and that's why it looks better. Because why would you not call a high pick and roll for Dame Lillard, Adrian Griffin? That's why you got fired.
Yeah, I agree. Just a side note on when you was talking about Kevin Durant, it's kind of like we were talking about the no statue. Kevin Durant is a Meg Griffin of the NBA. Like nobody cares about Kevin Durant, unfortunately. Like, he has the talent.
You don't think he deserves a statue in OKC?
When after Pavi broke down, I don't know. I don't think so. First I said yes, but then he started. Then he broke down. I was like, no, you think so about it? No, you'll get a jersey retirement. They'll have KD there.
Brother, Nick Collison got his jersey retired.
Yeah, you'll get his jersey retired. A statue might be a little crazy, though.
And also, Nick Collison is probably like top 10 in a whole bunch of Thunder records that we don't know of, to keep it G with you. Just like Don Tasm is the all-time rebounds leader.
Pavi, you got to stop, G. You got to stop. like people love to call me a Kevin Durant hater. You got to stop.
I'm not hating. Like, I just don't know if you're going to get a jersey, statue. Russ might get a statue.
Russ not getting a statue either, bro.
How does that logic in your head make sense? That's a Pavi-ism. Let's go. I want to hear it.
He stayed longer. I would like to see where he all ranks in most of the team records. Also, he just got traded. He didn't just leave. He just got traded.
I hear you, but if Russ gets a statue, KD gets a statue. Like, it can't be one or the other. Russ was only there like a couple more years longer.
Yeah, but he won an MVP.
Okay, who cares?
What did he do
playoff-wise? Nothing. Went to the finals without KD. And like, all right, he's not. I don't think any of them. All three of them. I think KD and Russ will get their jersey retired one night. It'd be a good night in OKC. TGI Friday is gonna be on fire. And, you know, it's gonna be a lit night in Oklahoma City. But statue, after you broke it down, I'm like, nah, he ain't getting no statue. Statue. This thing about statues and jerseys to me, I don't think jersey retirement is that big of a deal.
Look,
I think jersey retirement is like your importance is to the franchise. Statue is you did something legendary while you were there. That's why I think the difference is
fair.
All right, so let's look at this actually real quick, because since we're here, we're talking about it. In terms of, these are the Thunder franchise leaders.
Look,
Kevin, what do you mean?
Russ got 18,000 points.
KD number two.
Russ got 15,000 points. Russ almost got 20,000 points. Keep going. Keep looking at G. He leading in most minutes
KD
plays,
second
most
in everything.
G, but look at how much Russ is leading by. Russ is most
played,
most
rebounds,
most
assists,
I hear you, but he's
most
second
steals
in everything.
In threes. I'm just saying, Russ. I will probably give Russ, and it's no disrespect to KD. KD is obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. He gonna have fucking. He may have his own jersey room when you go to Springfield. He gonna get his jersey retired in multiple places. But as far as in the Thunder, I think Russell Westbrook arguably means more to the Thunder than what Kevin Durant did.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that because Kevin Durant is the reason you have the Thunder. So like,
exactly.
I understand.
Russell Westbrook is too.
No, he's not.
He's
not
Stop
Kevin Durant.
Cap,
I picked the G. What? What you mean?
Do
you
I have a button here?
After.
I get you. I get it. But KD was playing for the
Sonics. Good note. You do good note. You do good note.
Huh?
1 year for the Sonics.
Yeah, exactly. Russ didn't play a year for the Sonics.
But Russ got he didn't. But to be fair, Russ got drafted by the Sonics.
Yeah, but he didn't play. KD played a whole season at Key Arena.
Hold on. Yeah, but listen, it's a whole different franchise now. It's the Thunder.
No, but what I'm saying, they brought the team in with him, bro.
I
so
get
you,
what
can't,
saying.
You can't. You can't. Do I think in fans' hearts, I think that Russ means more than KD
so
because KD left. But he's not getting a statue, bro.
He don't get a statue, bro.
He's not getting a statue. You got to win some championships to get a statue. I want to know who has a statue. Allen Iverson just got a statue. But exactly. AI is different. AI is different. Russell Westbrook ain't AI. That's a different situation. Russell Wilson's not AI. Russell Westbrook's not AI.
Russell Westbrook's – okay.
Look, we're not going to get disrespectful on this app.
Listen.
I'm on this show.
You can make an argument.
No, we can't.
Argument. Granted, obviously, AID had a legendary finals run, which is why I'm like hesitant
to
say.
Don't do that.
Make
don't do that.
But let's make an argument. Russ Westbrook's
under.
No, I'll make the argument. Because
no.
Russell finals. Russell Westbrook's under career is better than AI's career.
G.I.I. You got to go. You need to be stopped. You need to be stopped. You need to be stopped.
Russ didn't even get the first. Russ didn't even get the first round without KD.
AI barely did too.
And no, barely. He went to the finals.
AI had every fucking award went on the team. Why did we
get
that?
The finals, bro.
Every award went on the team.
He was 5 feet 11.
End of the year.
God damn it. He was fucking 5 feet 11. Stop it, man.
I got one for you.
God damn it.
Paul George is better than every teammate that Allen Iverson ever had in his life. Carmelo Anthony.
Easily.
Is better
you're
than
lying.
Allen Iverson ever been.
Oh,
not
lying.
That year. No,
you
lying.
Who's better than Carmelo?
Who's
talking
about? OKC Thunder.
Mello. That's the name of the episode. OKC better than Mutombo is the name of this episode. Because that's cap. That is cap.
All right, bro.
Mello's better than Mutombo. Paul George is better than all of them. You compare Aaron McKee with Sixth Man of the Year.
Exactly.
Aaron McKee ain't better than Paul George.
He's not better than Paul George. That's right.
Give AI Paul George. Give AI Paul George. They taking the Lakers to at least six, seven.
No, they not.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
They are losing in five games.
No, they not. Paul
no,
George
they not, G.
Game.
No, G, they
Paul
not
George
losing in five.
Game.
No, it's
Paul
going
George
seven. It's going, G, Paul George instead of Aaron McKee at the two?
Right.
Pavi,
Paul George,
Pavi, get the fuck out.
You
do good, though. You do good, though.
They're going to lose in the
fuck
close
out of here. You're lying.
So you're saying Paul George doesn't affect one win for that team?
No, they lose in the close.
You're
crazy.
Did you see what Tumble was getting done to by
smoking on D.O.P.
Bro, I was older than you. Yes, I saw it.
No.
Smoking on that whole final.
No.
I was the only one who bet money on the Lakers in my school.
No, but the last thing I do want to go over today, I think that this would be great. TP put it in the thing. I don't know if you made a list, but I actually did take the time to make an actual list, and I think it's dope. Top 20 point guards of the 2020s so far. Who wants to go first?
Why we got 20 under 20?
I mean, no, top 10. Top 10 PGs
That's
of the 2020s
question.
So far.
Of the 2020s. Do we got a graphic for that?
Yeah,
we do. All right, cool. Here we go. I got it.
Who wants
to go first? Yeah. So who want to go first?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I have Steph Curry.
Okay.
No, put everybody back up on the screen. I want you to hear my
opinion. No, because you about to say some bullshit.
I have Steph Curry, right? Steph Curry obviously has been Steph Curry. He also won a ring in the 2020s playing point guard. He's been an all-star. I think he's been either first or second team All-NBA every year.
I'm putting up Steph Curry. Number two, I have Luka Doncic. When Luka Doncic has played point guard, he has put up incredible numbers. He's been to a conference finals. He hasn't won an MVP or anything, but yeah. Number three, I have LeBron James.
Get the fuck out.
No, wait. No,
LeBron's
no.
LeBron's not a point guard, man.
No, that's cap. The year that they won a championship.
LeBron's not a point guard. That's cap. Rondo was a point guard of that team.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was LeBron. LeBron James started at point guard.
Nah, man.
Started at point guard. He led the league in assists. They won a ring. The next year, he also played point guard as well. I'm sure he was first or second team All-NBA the year they won that ring.
As Bang said on the show on Monday, we don't care about that intramural.
I'm going LeBron James. Number four, I'm going James Harden. Now, I know that we are in 2024, and some of us have forgotten the things that Harden did. But in 2020, Harden still was averaging 30. He was averaging 20 and 10 the next year. He led the league in assists. He's been All-NBA a couple times. I'm going James Harden. Number five, I'm going Trae Young. I'm going Trae Young, number five. I know people feel the way they feel about Trae Young, but Trae Young has been tops in assists, has been up there in points. I know no matter what you feel about the run that they made to the East Conference Finals, they still did make a run to the East Conference Finals. He's been an all-star. I don't know if he's been All-NBA. He probably hasn't, but I think he probably should have been, but whatever. Number six, I'm going Dame Lillard. The reason Dame Lillard is not higher is because it was a season in which he missed most of the season because he was hurt, and he also hasn't had the team success that some other people have had in the 2020s. Number seven, I'm going Russell Westbrook. I know people may feel the way everybody feel about Russell Westbrook, but he was still giving you a triple-double in this era. He went to Washington, gave you a triple-double, and I think Russ has been somewhat disrespected because of, like, you know, the last years of his career. Number eight, I'm going Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think Shai has been what you mean? I think Shai has been first team All NBA so far. He's probably gonna finish second team.
Your list is ass.
His list
is dead ass. He's
probably gonna finish second team this year. I'm going Shai. Number nine, I'm going Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday has been All NBA defense level multiple years. He's been a champion. He's arguably been the second best player on a championship team. He may end up this season being a two-time champion, a five-time all-defensive level player in the 2020 so far. And rounding out, I got to go Ja Morant.
You didn't even give an explanation for why you had Ja Morant on.
Ja Morant, he has contributed to winning. He's been an all-star. He's been All-NBA. If he didn't love guns, he would be two-time All-NBA.
He didn't love guns.
He would be two-time All-NBA. It's unfortunate what happened to him this year, but when Ja Morant plays, it's hard to name five point guards in the NBA that are better than Ja Morant.
I don't really have like a top 10, but I don't really have that much of a problem with Pavy Lewis. LeBron being on there is nuts, but Harden should be over LeBron on there because he's actually played point guard. I'm not going off LeBron. He plays five positions. Bullshit.
If he played point guard.
Did he play it for two years?
Two years. If you go on basketball,
Rondo was the point guard.
Rondo didn't start on
that intramural championship team.
Rondo didn't start. The start lineup was LeBron James, Danny Green. I forget who the fuck was at the three. You had AD and then you had JaVale McGee. That was the starting lineup.
Rondo started in the playoffs.
No, it was LeBron, Avery Bradley, I think, was actually starting.
Avery Bradley was on there. Avery Bradley was, probably played for
AD, then it was JaVale McGee.
I wouldn't put LeBron on there. I put Harden a little higher than that. I don't even know if Luka is Luka a point guard? Like, I feel like Luka ain't a point guard, but
technically.
Like, I don't think he's. I think he's like
wait,
a
wait, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. Technically, if we talking the 2020s, right? Rondo was only on there for 1 year. Technically, he was on the Lakers, and he didn't play that many games. But if we talking about LeBron that year, I don't really think you can count LeBron as a point guard for the 2020s, brother.
Yeah, he played 2 years as a point guard.
He played point guard 2019, 2020, and 2020, 2021. That don't count.
That's two. I said
the
he
start
played
of the
two
season
years.
Was in 2019, G.
They won in 2020. It was a 19-20 season.
It was damn good.
Fucking assist.
I mean, it was really like three seasons condensed in 18 months. Exactly. So we need to really
who gives a fuck?
Like stop acting like LeBron.
intramural some point guard savant out right. there for the whole 2020.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
No,
I said that he played he led the league in assists when he played.
I'm not going off that though.
I would probably
That's not enough, bro. That's not enough.
Even though they haven't had the playoff success, I'll probably have Ja Morant real higher than that. Like, I'll probably have Ja Morant, like, probably after Steph.
Second?
Yes, probably. Just to how great he's been individually.
He do good, though.
Just how great he's been individually.
Both of y'all do good, though, because both of y'all are missing the fucking best point guard of the goddamn 2020s.
Who?
We're going to get to that when I get to my pick. Scott, you finish?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. He finna say Jamal Murray or some shit. Go ahead.
No, you did your picks. So my top 10 point guards of the 2020s are number one, Steph Curry. Number two, James Harden. Number three, Luka Doncic. Number four, I got Dame Lillard. Number five, I got Trae Young. Number six, I got Ja Morant. Number seven, I got Jamal Murray. Number nine, I got Russ. And number 10, I got Halliburton.
Halliburton is crazy. Yeah.
No, it's not crazy.
Halliburton is not crazy.
Look at how many assists he's been averaging.
He ain't even in the playoffs.
I don't care.
Halliburton got good this year.
I don't care.
Halliburton's nuts. But I don't
he did not get – no, no. Whoa. He did not get good. He did not get good this year.
He's been fired.
No. He's been fired for 3 years. He's been averaging 8.2 assists since goddamn 2022. That's fire, G. He took it up. He took it up a whole nother level. But even with that being said, you mentioned LeBron fucking James in a list with all of these goddamn guys playing point guard. LeBron ain't even better than Luka as a point guard. Luka been playing point guard, playing first team, making first team all in.
I had Luka above.
LeBron shouldn't have been on the list.
He should have been on the list.
Yeah,
no, he shouldn't have been on the list.
LeBron shouldn't have been on that list.
I did say Shea. I said Shea, but I got Shea at number nine.
Okay.
I got Jamal Murray over me. Don't basically. That's like saying they basically twins when they just friends. They are no. That's like telling me they basically twins when they just friends.
I respect defense.
Putting Drew Holiday over Jamal Murray.
I respect actual scoring.
How is it crazy?
Crazy work.
How is it crazy?
That's insane.
How is it crazy?
Oh, Jamal Murray is crazy.
You do good. No, it's not. They both got one ring. No, hold on. Let's stop that. They both got one ring. He's been an all star. He's made the all defensive team what four times in this decade.
That's cool, but
Jamal Murray ain't made shit. He ain't made no.
And you know what? I actually take that back. I take that back. I'm gonna take off Russ, and I'm gonna actually put De'Aaron Fox at my number. I think I had him at eight.
Come on.
Not in the 2010s. He didn't.
Yes, he did. Oh, well,
okay, he did. He won an all-star that year.
That was bogus as fuck. How you average a triple double and not an all-star?
Oh, you fucking tip.
And also, De'Aaron been an all-star one time. Russ been an all-star one time in his decade. All right,
man.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
Taking
him off completely is crazy. I'm
gonna tell that man you said that next time I see him.
Tell him.
Taking Russ off is crazy talk, dude.
It's not crazy talk. It's not crazy talk at all.
We got to be honest.
I'm not doing nothing to the man, Russ. But all right, let's actually talk about this.
No.
Nuggets. No, he did not. Stop lying. The Nuggets play the Celtics tomorrow night, Thursday, or Nuggets play the Celtics. Let's do a classic segment of who wins and why. The Nuggets are coming off a loss to the Phoenix Suns in overtime. They came back, but it was unfortunate that Kevin Durant turned into Kevin goddamn Durant. And that was kind of all she wrote. But I actually felt encouraged by the Nuggets coming back in that game. They could have easily just been like, we the champs. Like, we lost some. Like, pack it up like the Warriors did when they got blown out by 50. But instead, I heard Mike Malone say during the mic'd up session at halftime, like, we're fine. Let's just calm back down, work our way back into the game. And then they did. The Celtics have been world beaters. 12 in a row, I believe. I'm sorry, not 12. Well, it was 11 in a row before they lost to the Cavaliers. So both of these teams are really – they were on hot, winning streaks. Now they're both reeling against, losses against playoff teams. Who you guys got to win this matchup? Clippers versus Nuggets.
You mean
Nuggets versus?
I'm sorry. Clippers versus Nuggets. Who do I have to win this matchup? Clippers versus. Never mind. Go ahead.
Where's the game at? It's in Boston.
Yes, yeah, it's in Boston.
I'm still on Nuggets, man. I don't buy the Celtics hype. I just don't. I think the Nuggets are a better team. I think they're playoff ready, and I think that, you know, they did what champions do this year. They coasted the first half of the season, and they've really been heating up. They lost last night. They came back. I don't like how the Celtics played against Cleveland. By the way, can I say that the Kelsey's run sports entertainment, because the NBA and the Cavs OD'd on that Kelsey content yesterday.
They want that Taylor Swift money, bro.
Every reel was crazy. That they won, they had Jason and Travis Kelsey with Dean Wade, and like, I'm like, come on, y'all OD'ing right now. But I didn't like, you know, but basically I didn't like how the Celtics broke down in that game, and I still got to see it from them, man. And even though it's just a regular season game, I feel like the Nuggets are still a better team. They're gonna take this more seriously, so I'm gonna go with the Nuggets for this one, because they have no answer for Jokic, and I think the best 1-2 game in the league is Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. So I think they'll go out there and get the win.
Pavi, what you think?
I'm gonna go with the Celtics at home. Celtics don't really lose at home. I'm gonna go with them. They're coming off a loss at Boston. I'm sure they want to get back on. I mean, obviously the Nuggets are too, but they're coming off a loss at Boston. They'll be at the crib. The Nuggets got to travel cross country. So yeah, I'm gonna go with them to win at home. I can't remember if they played earlier this year, and if they did, who won? I can't remember.
Think the Nuggets won.
Yeah, the Nuggets won, and on their home court. So I'm gonna take the Celtics to pull this one out on their home court.
Yeah, to me, I'm gonna actually take the Nuggets. I think that loss versus Phoenix should make them angry, just simply because they got out-executed supremely and outshot in the first half. They came back. They executed supremely in the third and the fourth quarter. And then they got into overtime.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Wait, real quick. Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. The game is actually in Denver.
It's never in Denver?
Mind. Never mind. I take the Nuggets.
Yeah, he said never mind. The
Nuggets. Why are you taking the Nuggets? Just because you think of the altitude?
Yeah, altitude is in Denver. They've been on the road. They're coming off, you know, going to Cleveland. They got to travel. If I'm not mistaken, that means the Nuggets have been at home for 2 days. Also, the Nuggets had a big loss. I'm sure that they want to avenge themselves and also protect their home court. And like Scott said, I think they know that it's time to turn it up. But I'm going with Denver.
The Nuggets got a real shot to get that one seed.
Yeah.
They got a real shot. If I'm the Wolves or the Thunder, I don't even want the one seed.
Yeah,
I don't want LeBron and Steph walking into my arena round one. I'm good on that, bro. LeBron
dunking on Chet would send the internet
on
up.
Look, y'all, LeBron and them don't care nothing about the Thunder. They treated them like some little kids the other night, and they swept them this year.
Yeah, they really did treat them like some little kids. But that's just because of the physicality, and also the Thunder still don't have anyone that can guard LeBron.
I don't like the Thunder. I just don't like them as a team. I'm just not, I'm a fan of Shea's game. I'm just not a Shea fan, like.
Why don't you like the Thunder? So I know we've talked about it a little bit, but when it comes to the Oklahoma City Thunder, is the real reason that we don't believe in them because of youth and inexperience, or is the real reason that, you know, we don't believe in them is because they're just not that good yet and they've just played well throughout the regular season? Like, I think Orlando played very well. Just stop, G. I think Orlando played very well to start the season, and they kind of came out like gangbusters. And I thought, oh, maybe they might be able to sneak into that top four, and then they came back down to reality and became Orlando.
They're fourth right now.
I didn't know they was fourth right now. Okay, yeah. Well, never mind. Hey, Jamal Mosley to me is coach of the year. But my point is like,
no.
Even, no. But, nah, he is. It's a nobody predicted.
Well, that's the question. Who is
coach?
The Thunder's coach.
Nobody thought the Thunder would win 50 games.
Here's another question. Gun to your head. Do you know the Thunder's coach name?
Yeah, Mike Dagenau.
I would not know. I'd have been dead. I had no idea.
Mike Dagenau. Yes, but no. Coach of the year has to be Jamal Mosley.
No, it does not have to be Jamal Mosley.
If I told you before the season that the Orlando Magic would be the fourth seed with the potential to get a third seed,
I don't believe that.
But this is the thing. The Thunder still had a chance to be the fourth seed. It ain't over yet.
They still going to win.
It ain't over yet.
They're going to win.
It doesn't matter.
You thought it doesn't matter games this season?
I wouldn't have been surprised. It was a good team last year. You picked them to be a top four.
Me
a question. They were a good team last year. You add the number one pick from last year who didn't play. You better be good.
They made the play-in last year. Not great. I don't give to be a top four.
I don't care. No, I don't. Yeah, they made the play-in. I don't care what they.
The Thunder. No, they lost to the Pelicans.
No, I don't care who they played last. I don't care who they played last year in the playoffs. I mean, I'm starting to play. My point is, last year they were already a good team. You did not have the number one pick from that draft. He comes back after a year of watching the game, or the number two pick in the draft. Still, number three. You still,
I think it was.
You don't have a top three pick in the draft, right? A guy who is a tall, generational defender and a potential generational offensive player, and you don't have him. You also had a rookie in Jalen Williams who was basically your second best player. Now this year, Jalen Williams is a year removed from being a rookie, playing much better. Chet Holmgren, the top three pick, is actually on the floor. Should they have not been better than what they are right now when they made the play-in last year? They should win eight more games with a better Jalen Williams and a better Chet Holmgren.
And stop. If you'd imagine, you have the number one pick who won Rookie of the Year. You have Franz Wagner, who's really fucking good. You have about like 96 million lottery picks. You have like
which player on the Magic is better than Shea?
Better than Shea, nobody. But I would argue Paolo is better than Chet. Paolo is better than Paolo.
He is. He's better than Chet. But Jalen Williams to me is better than Franz.
Not
Franz
by that much though.
Franz is very good, but Franz is a great third option. He's not a great second option. He's a great third option. To me, Jalen Williams can be the second best player on that team, even when Chet is there on any given night. So no, the teams aren't even comparable. Even Josh Giddey. Who do the Magic have that's comparable to Josh Giddey?
Jalen Suggs is better than Josh Giddey.
Who?
Jalen Suggs is better than Josh Giddey. You funny as fuck. Jalen Suggs is better than Josh Giddey. He's a better defender. He can actually shoot the goddamn basketball. He's better than Josh Giddey. I would rather have Jalen Suggs than Josh Giddey. I want to walk your ass back over here. The fuck are you talking about?
I'm with Pav on that one.
Fuck are you talking about? Cole Anthony is better than everybody else on the damn Thunder's bench.
Look, I make fun of Mr. Slaughter, your daughter, but we not going to act No, Jalen Suggs is not closer.
What I was saying about the Thunder is, I think I don't like them because they live by fashionista. That's my issue with the Thunder. Like, Russ is too, but at least Russ a dog when you're on the court. Like, Russ cuss motherfuckers out and shit. Like, Shea be out there just too cool for me, man. Like show some emotion, dog. Like, they live by and I just don't trust the rest of the team. Like, I feel like they just be going through emotions. They got no idea what the playoffs are gonna be like. I see no dog in them. At least with the T-Wolves, I see a little dog in them.
I don't trust the Thunder.
I don't trust either one of them. My question to you is:
I trust the Wolves going to Thunder.
So this is a question in regards to this Coach of the Year thing. Why is it that we can talk about Mike Daigneault and Jamal Mosley, but Chris Finch don't get any credit for what they're doing in Minnesota?
I'm just asking an honest question.
Like,
you're not wrong, but everyone said
that they wouldn't be able to make that work with those two big guys.
I'm not everybody.
No, I didn't say you. I thought
you was gonna bring up Joe Mazzulla. I can coach the Celtics.
Okay, fine. Most people said that it wasn't gonna work. Charles Barkley made it a very clear point multiple times last year to say that it wouldn't work. It's clearly worked, but they have their offensive moments where they're unable to get buckets. Do you think that Chris Finch belongs in this conversation, or is it just like they should be better? Same way I'm saying OKC should be better.
I think that he belongs in the conversation, but I think that there are many variables that people are forgetting about. One, Cat had the calf strain and just didn't play for like 60 games. Like, he hurt it in like November and then didn't play again until March. So they didn't even have time to be able to like gather some camaraderie. Also, with Minnesota, you aren't dealing with it. Like, you have actual veterans. With the Thunder, the reason why it's so shocking that they're playing is good is because young teams don't usually play this good. Like, you do have Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is an established veteran. Probably, if we're talking about best defenders over the past 15 years, Rudy Gobert is probably the best defender outside of Draymond.
And Victor Wembanyama.
Okay, but listen, Wembanyama is the
Duck. I think Victor might. I don't know. I know he hasn't won, but did you see that stat earlier?
Yes,
of all of those defensive player of the years, he is at least 20 to 30 stocks ahead of all of those guys, and it's still 24 games left in the season. I think that we are seeing something that we've never seen. And you told me that he couldn't win Defensive Player of the Year and that he shouldn't. I just don't see how you can look at the numbers of what Victor Wembanyama is doing.
Won 15 games.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Look at the history of the fucking board. You can't be Defensive Player of the Year if your team is rated 28th in defense. You just can't do it.
I agree with that.
I disagree with that. No, but they're a top 10 defense when he's on the floor.
He's and been when on a Rudy's minutes on the floor, they're the best one.
He ain't been on goddamn minutes restriction, and he still got more blocks and steals than Rudy Gobert.
That's his fault. That's Pop's fault. Listen, Wimby is going to have so many chances to win the award. He might win it next year. I think Rudy should be on the all-defense team. He's going to have so many chances to win the award. He's been incredible. He's been great. But we have to fucking stop. Never in the history of everdom
so
have
you think
ever
the guy that got the most blocks and the most steals
no,
and all,
he
should not
win
be
it.
The Defensive Player of the Year.
No, it should be it's Rudy Gobert, the guy who
has the guy.
No, what the fuck do you mean?
The Scott, I call him a Rudy the La Resistance, G.
He has been laboring the number one deep. G, they have the 20th ranked offense, and they have the best record outside of the Spurs. Outside of the Nuggets, not the Nuggets, outside of the Celtics in the NBA. It's
and
not
he's surrounded
offense.
By defenders. Mike Conley defender.
No,
Anthony Edwards defender. They got Katie. We got Jaden McDaniels.
Cat is not a defender. Cat has never been a shot blocker.
He's not a shot blocker.
Wimby is surrounded by? Whataburger employees. You gotta give him
listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on, man.
I don't. Mike Conley is 35. Anthony Edwards is cool on defense. He's good. He's getting better.
Disrespectful. Cat averaged a block a game for his career, basically. Well, actually,
and
averaged 1.3. You're disrespectful.
And again, Cat has never been known as a defender. This whole thing works. Granted, you do have other defenders around him, for sure, 100%. But this is my thing with the Jazz. You have a generational defensive player, and then you surround him with no other motherfucking defenders. You just shade everything to him and make him look crazy. Yes, they do have other good defenders. Jaden McDaniels will probably make an all-defensive team. That literally is it. But usually, when you have the best fucking defender in the NBA, other people make the all-defensive team.
Okay, so pound for pound, who would you rather right now, defensively, just this year in a vacuum?
Rudy.
Wimby or Rudy?
Rudy.
Wimby.
Rudy.
Wimby.
Now,
you're lying.
I'd rather have Rudy.
If you in a vacuum, just take the man and put him on the team,
I'd rather have Rudy.
Rudy on the Timberwolves, G?
No, come on. Rudy over Wimby in any situation, you're getting fired.
I would rather have Rudy. Right now, I'd rather have Rudy. I would rather have
Rudy. Getting fired. That's Nas Reed. You name a good defender, bro.
Nas Reed ain't been known for goddamn defense. Nas Reed is known for being a fucking stretch three. Now, granted. Now, also, I'm somebody, the Spurs not that bad. If they were trying to win basketball games, they would be better. They are doing everything they possibly can for two years.
Bro.
No, they're not. You think they're terrible. You have Devin Vassell, who's averaging fucking 20. You have Keldon Johnson, who can play basketball. Skohan isn't fucking terrible when you don't put him at point guard. Trey Jones is cool. They have people. Zach Collins is solid. They have actual pieces. They are just trying really hard to lose basketball games. And I love Wimby. I think Wimby should get some defensive player of the year votes. I think he should even make the all-defensive team. But to take
why
that
should he
award
get some votes
away
if,
from
if Rudy's so much better? Like, why should he get defensive player of the year?
Because Rudy shouldn't win it fucking unanimously. The fuck? No.
No, because the other guy is better than him. You're just penalizing him because he's on a bad team.
No, I'm not. And also, other people going to get votes besides Rudy. Bam Adebayo going to get some motherfucking votes. It's mad people who – Chet going to probably get some votes. It's mad people who going to get votes. Chet is going to get some votes, bro.
Over Victor Wembanyama, all of the voters out there, if you don't vote for Wimby for Defensive Player of the Year, even though he's outpacing Rudy Gobert by blocks and steals,
That's all I got to say to y'all. Rudy is probably going to win, but it will not surprise me if Wembanyama had an upset. Just because people might think he's the next one, and they're like, let's just give it to him. We gave it to Rudy a couple times already, and he's fucking Rudy Gobert. Fuck him.
I mean, Rudy has four of them, and he's not doing better than Wimby. I just don't understand how that argument can – yes, Rudy has four defensive players.
Yeah, give it to Wimby then. He don't need
that.
He has four of them, and this kid
is doing something we've never seen before.
He winning like 14 fucking games. You can't give it to him.
Which one is it?
He got Dennis Rodman running point guard.
No, they're not trying to win games, so they won 14 games. Look at the history of the award. Bro. Every time somebody gets the award, it's because you usually have the best defense on the top four seed. We are not going to make an exception for somebody who's won 12 games.
They made an exception with Rookie of the Year when Carmelo Carmelo should have won that shit over LeBron James.
You know what? That's perfectly okay. That's fine. At the same time, that's rookie
really,
of the year.
Really? Why?
Why? Because it's fucking rookie of the year. And at the same time, rookie of the year has, for the most part, been a stats-based award. It's always been a stats-based
They're
award.
They're all stats-based award.
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
The G-
They're not all
man.
Stats-based award.
MVP is the only reward that's not fully stats-based.
All the awards not fully stats-based.
You lying.
Hold on. Marc Gasol won goddamn defensive player of the year over goddamn LeBron James.
He had more blocks than LeBron fucking, that year.
It total. And who? And who?
It don't.
Who,
nope, nope, nope. 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 You said stats don't win. You said stats don't win.
Wait, hold on,
it
wait.
Don't matter who had more stocks.
Did he?
Who had more stocks that year? Who had more stocks that year? I bet you had more stocks.
The year he
I bet
won,
you had more steals and blocks.
He averaged,
I bet you had most stocks.
The year he won defensive player of the year, he averaged 1.7 blocks and 1.0 steals. And hold on. Didn't even make the all-defensive first team. LeBron James
care.
Make – what the
That's,
fuck you mean? What, how do you get an award somebody don't make the all-defensive first team?
Who
what
voted for it?
What the fuck you
it?
Talking about,
who
bro?
Who voted for it?
God damn.
It's all the same
See,
people voted
LeBron
for it. Don't
averaged,
be mad at me. Be mad at
LeBron
them.
Averaged 1.7 steals. Make the all-defensive first team and finish second defensive player of the year. That
no. Did he average more steals and blocks? Did he have more total steals and blocks? Yes or no?
Gee, he made the all-defensive second team.
And also, Marc Gasol was playing in Memphis. Didn't nobody give a damn about what's going on in Memphis, G?
Yeah, you can't win a defensive player of the year if you know all defensive second team. It's kind of crazy.
Exactly.
I know. I think it's crazy that he didn't make it, but I'm telling you to look up right now. Who had more steals and blocks that year?
One person
LeBron
was all defensive number
no,
one.
I don't want to hear that.
You
You're
block.
Purposefully avoiding the argument so
the
that way you can.
Wasn't even a fucking stat in 2013. They made that position to show that man love.
G, it's not even about
fucking stat
no,
years
G,
ago.
G, G, it doesn't.
Were stocks?
Bro,
stocks. It's, did anybody tell me when the fuck you were a stock?
You don't know what stocks mean?
Now I
know. No, stop. You ain't never heard no. You
no,
ain't, no
I never heard stop,
stop
for this
stop.
Year.
You ain't never heard
I've
no.
Never, I've never heard
you ain't
that.
You never
argument,
heard
bro.
Nobody say he
I've,
led
no,
the league in
I've
blocks
never
and
heard
steals.
Stocks. I've
you
never
ain't never heard
stocks.
Nobody say he led
I've
the league in blocks and steals. That's what a stock is.
I've never
combine
heard
the blocks and the steals. Stop acting like I'm like giving you some complicated math.
I've never heard a stock.
Add the blocks and add the steals.
I've never heard no motherfucking stocks, bro. I've never heard that shit ever.
So when people won defensive player of the year, they never said, oh, he had this many blocks and this many steals a game.
Yeah, they said that, but I've never heard
okay,
stocks,
so what the
I've
fuck
never,
are we talking
I've
about?
Never heard stocks, though, I've never heard
stocks,
bro.
I've never heard
it's the nomenclature. Don't tell me about the nomenclature when it's the same fucking
the
thing.
The nomenclature fucking matters.
No, it don't fucking matter. It's the same exact thing.
Gee.
It's literally the same fucking thing.
It's not the
when
same
when Ben Wallace
thing.
Was winning
it's
the
like
player of the year, they would say he averaged this
G,
many
no,
blocks
no.
and this
it's
many
like
steals.
You about
it's
PR.
The same thing as stocks.
Gee, it's like somebody telling you about PER post, I don't know, 2008. The fuck is PER? When Rudy
PER is the same
listen,
as saying this guy averaged this many blocks
Wimby,
and this many steals Wimby, a game this year.
Wimby is
no,
having.
No, I'm asking you a question. PER is the same thing as somebody saying this guy averaged this many blocks and this many steals a game. That's why he's defensive player of the year.
No,
fuck
but listen
out
to what
don't
I'm
tell
saying.
Me that bullshit.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. PR is the same as I don't know.
That's bullshit.
Fucking,
don't give me that because you know they've been saying it forever.
No, they haven't been saying it forever. I've
award.
Never heard stocks.
Gee, I ain't talking about the specific name stocks.
I ain't never
we talking
heard
about blocks.
Had,
and
I ain't. Gee, I've G. never in my life.
You ain't
comments,
never heard
no,
nobody
no,
when they
no,
won defensive
no, listen,
player of the year.
I've heard that.
Ben Wallace averaged 3.5 blocks and 2.3 steals a game.
But I've never in my life seen nobody move the steals and blocks and add them together. You ain't seen that shit either. They
G.
did not average a stat together. You've never
Even
seen
if
it
you
before.
You separate them. In
it's
order to win a defensive
different.
Player of the year, you need both
different?
Of them.
You want to know why it's different?
No, because that's not what I said. Even if you
shit.
Step, even if you separate
it's like
the
when
two
you make,
stats,
no, stop.
You
stop.
Need
like,
usually
no,
both of them
it's
to
like
win
like
a defensive
true
player of the year.
Percentage. When you add up the fucking field
no,
goal.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, the fuck is not. No, it is not, G. No, it is not. No, it's literally two whole ass different math equations. Fuck out of here.
It's
dead.
It's dead.
It's two whole different math equations.
You're being disingenuous. That's why you smiling. Because you know you lying.
No, I'm smiling because I know Twitter going to be on your ass again. Because stocks and true shooter percentages are two different formulas, my nigga. Two different formulas, my nigga. No, you're adding up three stats versus adding up one. Stop it.
You're not adding up one. You're adding up two. You adding up how many steals somebody has, which is as somebody blocks.
I'm sorry.
Steals and blocks are the same thing.
PER is you adding up three stats.
I didn't say PER. I said
they're not the same.
I'm sorry.
True shooter percentage is what I'm talking about.
You're adding up people's field goal.
True shooter percentage is what I'm talking about.
And now you are with semantics. You're adding
up. No, I'm not arguing semantics.
You're adding up percentages, separate percentages that are separate to make them one, to make one
I'm not adding
a whole new stat.
If Ben Wallace averaged 3.5 blocks and he gave you 1.8 steals when he won Defensive Player of the Year, they would say Ben Wallace is the Defensive Player of the Year because he averaged 3.5 blocks.
But they're not going to tell you he averaged 350 stops. They're not going to tell you he had 350
it's
stops.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's not the same thing. It's You're the lying. Same. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same fucking thing. It's not the same fucking thing. We can't even say it. You cut your goddamn mic off. Got me in this motherfucker sweating. Fuck.
Shut
out Hoops in. Got me in this motherfucker sweating. I'm hot as hell in here. God damn.
We still can't hear you. That's funny as hell. We got classic Hoops and Blues argument.
Nigga. You still muted, bro. You still muted. Cut your mic back on. Cut your mic back on, bro.
Oh, man. That's a classic.
Listen, shout out Wimby, G. Wimby's going to do incredible things in this league for a very long time, but the nigga is not winning Defensive Player of the Year this year, bro.
He's not, but he probably you still can't hear you, dog. You got to go to CVS, get you some new headphones or something.
Lily got me in this bitch sweating. God damn.
That was funny, man.
God damn. But yeah, man, shout out, bro. But like, no, G. No.
He's not gonna win it, but I'm not mad at him getting votes.
I'm not either, but he's not gonna win it, G. That's not me. I didn't say he shouldn't get no votes, bro.
Yeah, he's not gonna win it, but I would give it to him just because I just don't like Rudy Gobert. That's probably what got. Ain't got nothing to do with basketball.
Shout out Rudy Gobert, man.
You the only Rudy Gobert fan on planet Earth.
I fuck with Rudy Gobert. My dog been working on this game, man.
What is he even working on? He's the same player.
Nah, bro, you gotta watch it. He got a little couple more moves around the rim now. He got a little drop step. He's gonna be played
off the court in the playoffs.
He can like no, he's not. Not this year.
Okay.
I bet he don't. Not this year. Okay. I bet he don't. See. Not this year. Not this year. Not this.
I grabbed the mic, accidentally muted it.
There we go.
That's funny.
On the mic. But get out of here, man. No, y'all got to stop with that, bro. What are we talking about next? But you full of shit.
I have to go. So.
All right. Yeah, he got to go vibe out with the vibes.
I have to go. But this has been incredible. This was great. I hope y'all enjoyed this. This was classic. We just fucking.
Hey, shout out to y'all, man. It's one of the biggest streams we've done in like 3-4 years.
Not one of the biggest streams ever. I'm going to keep it huge. It's one of the biggest streams ever.
It is, definitely.
It's one of the biggest streams of all time, low key.
It's hundreds of y'all in here with an S. Shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out, y'all.
Man, we appreciate it, man. Scott, go ahead. Get your final word in, brother.
At Barb Chair Scott, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. We're taking a hiatus for the next week. I'm not going to hold you, but we'll be back on Friday, March 15th. We'll be back. I got some stuff to take care of. We'll be back on the 15th. By then, free agency should be in full swing. We'll have a lot of stuff to talk about. But yeah, follow me at Barb Chair Scott.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you, brother. All right, man. It's your boy TPJ as always. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at RealTPJ. That's RealTPJ. It's a film joke. If you don't get it, you damn dummy. Shout out to all of the fans worldwide that was watching, that was listening. I appreciate you all. We are relaunching all of the branding for pretty much every show on HMB Media, but Scott's show, I'm not going to hold you. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure if you see any new clips, all of that, let us know what you think, if you like it. And yeah, man, I appreciate it. Pavi, go ahead, talk to people. Let them know where they can find you.
Shout out all y'all.
Oh,
man.
My bad. Hold on. My bad. Go ahead.
Shout out all y'all, man. Obviously, follow me on Twitter at Pavi World, PAVIWorld. All.
I feel like your mic cut off. Did your mic cut off? That's it. I can't hear you no more. Hello?
Yo. Nah.
My mic. All right.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Check out my new record, FaceTime is Dangerous. It's out right now on all streaming services. And you can go to paverbs.com, paverbs.com to find that. And I'll let y'all later.
I've been in another care. Yeah, I've been in another care. I can fit the air up there. When I feel so clear, I've been in another care.